Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise, because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe, because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared, when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
Day I changed, the day I claimed, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just anger and pride. Now it's just pride for you, no more anger inside. Between you and your mom, I learned the meaning of love, the needing of hugs. Above, I see the meaning of doves. Oh yes, I'll protect you and guide you from harm. And nothing's better than the feelings when I hold you in my arms. When times are hard and the clouds are gray, I see you smile and realize life will be okay. Before you, it was just me and all that time, but now it's us, so trust, everything's just fine. My little prince, it's the king and I, sing with pride, spread your little wings and fly. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mom, and we're together forever.
You're my pride and...
Well, good evening to the Diamond on the Rough show with Mountain Man and Ordinary Woman, Charlie Alejandro. Unfortunately, we don't have the other co-host with us right now, but I'm sure we will have her at any point in the show this evening. I'm willing to sit here and chat for a little while. And wishing everyone had a great weekend. And hello to everybody in the chat room. I cannot see you if you are in the chat room right now, but I wanted to say hello to our regular listeners and anybody who's coming in for the first time. Welcome to the Diamond on the Rough show. And... if you have any comments, concerns, questions, queries, whatever, you can call 347-989-1473, or you can Skype us at WMN on Skype, or you can go to the website, blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman with WMN. And again, sorry for the voice this evening. I'm still fighting a little cold here, but I know it will be getting clear soon, hopefully. It was just a fantastic weekend, and it is Motivational Monday. And you can also, on that Motivational Monday, you can also motivate yourself to go into our chat room and come into our chat room and chat with any of us that are in the room. And I just wanted to say hello and wish you all a very warm welcome on this Monday evening. Over the last 24 hours, we've had some snow. It was beautiful on the trees and everything. So it was just a great show. And I'm not sure who we were going to be having on. I've emailed Charlie earlier, a little while ago before the show, to see if we were going to be having anybody, and I haven't heard back from her or gotten any emails from her. So I don't know. It's going to be quite interesting to see what is going to be happening here. But, hey, I'm willing to at least go the 2 hours if I have to and just talk about whatever it is, because it is a inspirational show, having inspirational stories from average people like yourselves coming in on the show and talking about your average lives. But I know Charlie always has a theme on her show, and she is a particular guest. Although we didn't really get to talk much this weekend because I was busy, and the last thing I knew is we were going to be having a surprise or two, and I was wondering if tonight was the night that we were going to be having a surprise. But I checked, like I said, I was checking the site, saw that we had a 2-hour show this evening. Otherwise, she did, or if you're not, oh well, we are now. Anyhow, so I hope you all have had a great weekend and enjoyed the snow, and hope you've had a great day here in Massachusetts, off and everything, because I know I did. I had a peaceful day, just rested, relaxed, and all of that good stuff. And so that's what I've been doing, and hopefully we will have her coming in soon and checking with us, although she might be working till about 8 o'clock, but I have no clue what she's doing. Charlie's been one of these people, and we've talked about friends before and having friends around, and Charlie's one of these people that I love. I love her dearly. She is a great person. We've talked about our friendship and everything, and we've just had a phenomenal friendship. And it's just, there are times where we've had a hard time getting together and stuff. But I told everyone last week that we were going to be getting together, and I know that over the next few weeks that we will be getting together and everything. So it is going to be an awesome, awesome week this week, even though it's going to be a short week. I just hope that she's having fun wherever she may be right now and all that good jazz. And my friends just showed up. And hello to everybody.
Hi.
The whole... Sorry about that, folks. Just something here at the house happening. And just hope everyone's having a great day. And I, my friends had a great day. And just having an awesome, awesome time. And I hope we've answered some of the questions last week. Because I know there was one or two questions that were asked last week. And I hope they've been answered. And I know some of the people have been able to have a good time, and I hope that they have been able to listen to one of our past shows to see what is going on, and hopefully their questions had got answered. And so I just don't know what she had for a topic today. I was hoping I know, but I guess not. But who knows? Well, it's always going to be a surprise. We've had surprises like no tomorrow around here. So, yet anyhow, I think we will put a song on for a couple of minutes here and let you hear some of our music that we've had on here, and let's hope and pray that everything's okay with our other host, and she will be on in a few. Hopefully, she will be here. And that was Cardiac with one of his songs. And that was one of Cardiac's songs. And I hope you enjoyed that one. And we just took that little break there for a little bit to see if we had anybody coming in and joining the show. And I just don't know what's going on today. And hopefully we are going to have somebody coming in within the next little while to the show, whether it be our surprise guest or not, because I have no clue. And usually I am able to talk to my partner and have her fill me in on what is going on here. but I have that funny feeling that she'll be working for the next half hour to 1 hour. But hey, that's fine with me. I'm just not able to see a lot of people in the chat room. But if you are there and you can make it so I can see you, that will be all good. But anyhow, I just wanted to at least let you listen to a song or two of our friends who have been on in the past, and hopefully we will be able to have this person come on, because I know with my voice, I'll be lucky if I get through the 2 hours here, through the show, with my voice, even though it may sound like froggy, but I'm still here. Everyone knows me as Mountain Man, and anyhow, so that will be fun with me and anything. So I just wanted to at least try to help out here, even though I may not know what's going on, but hey, take it as it may. Anyhow, so I am, guess I'll put another, I'm not even going to do that. I was going to do something, but chose not to, because I want to wait and see if our friend shows up. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-989-1473. And you can Skype us at Ordinary Woman. WMN is our Skype. And you can go to our website, blogtalkradio.com/Ordinary Woman, WMN. And you can listen to the show there. Or you can come into our chat room, chat with us. And I know I'm missing one or two other things that you can do there. But it's hard to handle that. I can do this. I can do this. I'm not going to hope. I'm not going to wish. I know I can do this. And she's got all the faith in me that I can do the show and everything. So, but I'm going to put another song on for a little bit so you guys can hear a lot of our songs.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time, I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise, because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe, because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
Day I changed, the day I claimed, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just anger and pride, now it's just pride for you, no more anger inside. Between you and your mom I learned the meaning of love, the needing of hugs, above I see the meaning of doves. Oh yes, I'll protect you and guide you from harm, and nothing's better than the feelings when I hold you in my arms. When times are hard and the clouds are gray, I see you smile and realize life will be okay. Before you, it was just me and all that time, but now it's us, so trust, everything's just fine. My little prince, it's the king and I.
with pride. Spread your little wings and fly. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mom, and we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there. Because of you, man, I'm reaching the best. I feel the love and the warmth, you fall asleep on my chest. Feel the pattern when you breathe, the scent of your hair. As I kiss your little forehead, you know I'm right there. And I'll never leave your side, I'm here forever. Teach you to be a man through the stormy weather. Anything that you need, I'm here for you. Clear and true, in the physical, my spirit too. With my son, it stays fun, a passionate joy. You make me laugh when you splash in the bath with your toys. When your mom tries to feed you, you spit out your food. Look at her and start laughing, little things that you do. When I see you, I see me, we're one and the same. You're my child, my first son, I gave you my name. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mom, and we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
All right, there. Hello, we're back. And we're still waiting on our friends to call and see what's going on. I'm wondering if we're supposed to start at 8 o'clock. But who knows? Anyhow, so if anybody wants to call in, they can call in at 347-989-1473. And we'll go from there, or you can Skype us at WMN. That's our Skype, I believe. And you can log into our website at blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. You can chat, come into our chat room, chat with us there, and have a great, great evening. As we sit here and just listen to a few of the songs that are on our player. And you can also put the player on your website, if you have one, and listen to the show that way. So that way you have us on your show, on your page if you want to listen to us. And go from there. And I just don't know. We will see what will happen. Anyhow, we got multiple stuff going on around this area here. And all that good stuff. I just hope everything's okay. Everyone's had a safe trip wherever they've gone and are going. And all that good stuff. All right, we're going to put another song. I know, I'm putting a lot of songs on because I'm trying to save my voice for a little bit. So, we're going to put, we've had one of Charlie's kids on. Her name's Jessica. We've had her on the show before. So, we're going to let you listen to Legendary.
stay in this game, swallow too many tears. Kept my eyes focused, never lost track, never tossed crack. Kept the gully, never talked trash. Always kept it hoods, never crossed backs. Completed small tasks through all that with only minor drawbacks. Now it's my time to shine, cause I'm ready. Flows focused, aimed and steady. Waiting for the levee to break, a heavy mistake. To let my mind flow through the gate. I unload on my foes, call me Sid, you the great. Bridge place, now I'm fixed to escape. Jack Sparrow when the barrel starts sniffing my face. Never ever hesitate when you ask who the real. Is this that C dot, the P dot that's doing it real big?
When they mention the best, I kill songs, I'm ill, I'm built strong, I'm above most these rappers, I'm standing with stilts on. They see me still here and they ask if he's still on. Without a question, he's a legend, the skills are still strong. Need a boost to make me better, I can better the booth. I better other soldiers in the field like medical troops. I better the youth, the proof, I could never be you. I see my future real clear like I'm ahead of the truth. I'm so dope, they get addicted to me, so I don't write rhymes, I have to go prescription or free. I keep it hot, every drop, by any means necessary. You might be good, but consider me legendary.
Go, say what you want, corporate we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making. Go, say what you want, corporate we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making.
And that's Legendary by Cardiac. And that was a good song. We've loved that song. And I'll put The Fighter on. That's another good song that we love. So, because I'm trying to save my voice and we're still waiting for our co-host to come, our other host to come on. So, it's going to be a fun night. At least you get to hear a lot of our songs that we've have here, so.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands tape, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. Make the global, put my name in the books.
And that was A Fighter, which is another one of our favorite songs that we normally play. And we're just putting along here, having fun, playing a lot of music, I guess. And I guess that's what we're doing. Because I have no clue what is happening. Because I'm still waiting to hear back from my friend Charlie and see what's happening. And all that good stuff. And I am going to check something else out. And hopefully she may have given me a message on one of our famous, on Facebook. But who knows, we shall see. And doesn't look like I've got anything new from her, which doesn't bother me at all. I just have to go between a lot of windows and check this off out. So, I just don't know, folks. I am just putting along here, waiting. And if anybody has, we had David on last week, New Hampshire Gives Back, which was he was an awesome, awesome person, and we loved having him on. We loved having him on last week, which was great. And we just hope that we can get everything resolved very shortly, which I'm sure is going to happen. But who knows? Yes, I'm being funny because I'm trying to entertain us all until we can figure out what is going on here. And I am going to put Flake on. And that was by Rhea Easton. And that was called Flake. And I am just trying to see what is happening here. See if anybody can, see if someone is going to be coming on or what, hear you, and all that good stuff. What is going on here? Let me check something else out here. I don't know. We're just sitting here waiting. Waiting. But that's fine. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I was just in the middle of typing there and lost my train of thought. Anyhow. Alright, here. I'm about to try something else. And hopefully I didn't miss anything. But we'll put another song on.
Baby, give it all to me. All I need is your good love, your
That was All Your Love, and we're going to put Get It, ASG, Get It On in a second here, if we can get it to respond. And there we go.
Oh,
yeah.
ABS.
Open your eyes and realize ADF and ASG. Mind goes so tight, walking through the door, makes y'all scream for more. Sounds so sick, it hits you through your core.
That's right.
Than the Miami weather, I ain't the kind who be spitting, but spitting for records.
got the car, feeling like we movie stars, shopping around the world. Let me tell you, fellas, hold your girls, coming in the park, feeling love from everybody, cause this is our song, yeah, we got it going on.
Was Get It, and that's a good song, because we have somebody in our chat room, and I'd like to say hello. Hello, Cute Lisa 2078. Good to have you in our chat room, and we're just sitting here waiting on our friend to come on in. Hopefully she'll be coming in soon. Unless I messed the show up, which I'm hoping I did not, but we shall see. Again, if you'd like to call into the show number is, or the guest call-in number is 347-989-1473. And if you want to go into our chat room, you can go in via blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman. And woman is spelled WMN. And you can Skype us if you have a Skype account. And you can also just hang out with us. And as we sit here and wait, hopefully we will have our other host on shortly to give us some information, which I am sitting here patiently waiting to see what is going on. And hopefully we will have some fun. Hi, hi. And all that good stuff. Anyhow, I just hope we have her coming in. So, and hello to anybody else who is in our chat room, who I may not be able to say hi to, but I'm saying hi. But being able to see the people, we are happy to have you. Although the co-host can't see because we don't have our regular host to start up the chat room and her off of her computer. But we're just making do with what we have. And I just am wondering what to do. I'm going to put another one on. So, because I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. And there's no particular topic, so I'm letting everybody listen to the music.
told she's a pure delight. Pretty rainbow when she opened up her eyes. She saw the sunshine back to in the sky. No love better than I ever know. She knows just how to let me do the nice show. Keep me leaving from the fire when I touch her hand. Girl, the love that we're making is pure romance.
And we're back for a few minutes here, trying to wait to see if our other co-hosts will call in shortly, but I've been trying to save my voice. As many of you know, that my voice is frog, and I'm able to do it, but I've just been trying to let people listen to a lot of our music and everything and have some fun here. And, yep, just sitting here waiting, seeing what happens. See if we might have messed the show up a little bit. Because I know we might have, but hey, that's the learning process. We all have to learn one way or another. Anyhow, but I know I've been able to at least do the first hour of the show, which has been good. And everything, and what's this? And that's thank you. I will feel better soon. That was from one of our listeners here, which is good. Anyhow, so how's everybody doing on this fine evening? We've had some very surprising snow this morning. And it's been good. And I've been trying to be very good at doing the thing, even though we've been doing it every half hour. And, we're just sitting here, hanging out, browsing, listening to a little music, trying to save some voices, and have some fun, as everybody knows. And it's a good thing to have some music to be playing and all that. So I'm just about ready to see about making a call. See if we are able to. Well, we're going to wait a little bit. See if the co-host or the other host calls in. Excuse me. With that, I'm going to put another song on.
Yeah, Last Rich, Cata B, Miss Smith and Envy, for little 9, y'all, yeah, check us out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel real. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel real.
That's a primetime player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the flames up, loose plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. One-on-one. What we playing for, she said. I said, for your heart. Accept the invitation. Let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to bliss. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the tell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha.
Blog Talk Radio.
Too much pain in this game, swallow too many tears. Kept my eyes trying to draw back. Now it's my time to shine, cause I'm ready. Flows focused, aimed and steady. Waiting for the levee to break, a heavy mistake. To let my mind flow through the gate. I unload on my foes, call me Sid, you the great. Great place, now I'm fixed to escape. Jack Sparrow in the barrel, start sniffing my face. Never ever hesitate when you ask for the real. Is this that C dot, the P dot that's doing it real big?
When they mention the best, I kill songs, I'm ill, I'm built strong. I'm above most these rappers, I'm standing with stilts on. They see me still here and they ask if he's still on. Without a question, he's a legend, the skills are still strong. Need the boot to make it better, I can better the boot. I better other soldiers in the field like medical troops. I better the youth, the proof, I could never be you. I see my future real clear like I'm ahead of the truth. I'm so dope, they get addicted to me. So I don't write rhymes, I have to go prescription or free. I keep it hot, every drop, by any means necessary. You might be good, but consider me legendary.
Go, say what you want, corporate we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making. Go, say what you want, corporate we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making.
Good evening. We're back to the Diamond on the Rough show with Mountain Man. And I don't know what's happening here. We're just strumming along here, having a great old time. And hello to everybody in the chat room. And I don't even know how to pronounce your name, but hello in the chat room to the one, pardon the dude. nice to see you in there. And great to see you in there. And hope you all are having fun in there. And that was Roderick Wilmore, the start of the legendary song. I guess that was going to be one of her shows or the shows that we've had. But we're doing what we can here. And everything, and it's just been an awesome experience for me to try to do the show all by myself, and I don't know what happened, but at least we did it. We're almost done here, so it will be just a little while longer before we get out of here. Anyhow, we've gone through all our list of songs, and If anybody would like to call in, they can call in at 347-989-1473. They can also use Skype. I believe we've got Skype up. If not, it's WMN if we have it up correctly. And we've got, I've got some friends over tonight, which is good to have friends. And it's always good to have friends around here to have fun and all that good jazz. And we're just sitting here having a grand old time, looking around the computer and everything, just waiting to see if I got any emails from our other host, but I hadn't gotten anything as of yet to say what had happened, but hey, stuff happens. We get involved in something else, and who knows? So, but at least the show goes on, and we've had fun. We got 50 minutes left, which is not bad. But we're having fun hanging out, enjoying the show, and that's good. Anyhow, so, I don't know. Maybe we'll just have some pot. I don't know. What other... somebody in the chat room, do you want to hear another song? It will be a repeat of one of the songs we heard earlier, but we've got some oh, yes, thank you. But I don't know if we'll do in this room. But we shall, yes, my friend is talking to me in the background here. And I'm trying to just, it would have to be uploaded to the site. I know. But I have to check with the host and see if the other host would mind. But anyhow, so... I've just been having a grand old time. And yes, if anybody looks us up, we'll be there. And I just don't know what's going on tonight. I'm just having some fun. We got a caller. Good evening. Welcome to the Diamond on the Rough show. Who's this, please? Hello? You're on the show with Mountain Man. Dude, are you there? Hello? Oh, I guess we'll just put him on the standby. I think he's just calling in to say hello or something. I have no clue. If you want to talk, give some indication in our chat room. Otherwise, you can just listen to the show. Because I have no clue. But I'm going to put Legendary on.
Let's too much pain in this game, swallowed too many tears. Kept my eyes focused, never lost track, never tossed crack. Kept the gully, never talked trash. Always kept it hoods, never crossed backs. Completed small tasks through all that with only minor drawbacks. Now it's my time to shine, cause I'm ready. Flows focused, aimed and steady. Waiting for the levee to break, a heavy mistake to let my mind flow through the gate. I unload on my foes, call me Sidru the Great. Bridge late, now I'm fixed to escape. Jack Sparrow when the barrel starts sniffing my face. Never ever hesitate when you ask who the real is. It's that C dot, the P dot that's doing it real big.
Okay, what happened?
Welcome to the Diamond on the Rough Show. Who's this, please?
Okay, are we there?
We're here.
Okay, this is Papa Ron, the dude. We had a problem there a while ago with technical difficulty.
Well, I can certainly understand that. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Sound like you were just winging it, and buddy, you were just doing what you could get. I'm proud of you. You did everything you could, man.
Yeah, well, I usually have a partner, and I'm trying to figure out where this partner is, and we're just having a grand old time trying to figure out what's going on here, and just playing through the music here, and because usually I have a partner, and it's her show. But we both hosted, so. And my name's Mountain Man, by the way.
Mountain Man, my name is Papa Ron the Dude.
Well, it's nice to have you.
After the man that won the Golden Globe Awards last night, Mr. Jeffrey Bridges.
Ah, the good Jeffrey Bridges. That is awesome.
Yes, yes. The Big Lebowski, that's why they call me Papa Ron the Dude.
Ah, that is awesome.
Yeah, because I look so much like Jeff Bridges.
Well, that is so cool. So what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Not a whole lot. It's kind of cool. It's about 38 degrees, and I'm here in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, that is awesome. Welcome to the show, all the way from Kentucky. Yeah, we're located in Massachusetts here, which is awesome.
Okay, you're an East Coastner too, huh?
Yep, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
and
you guys are getting ready to have a big election up there.
Yep, matter of fact, it's tomorrow. On Tuesday, we're having the election, and we just got people calling in on top of the show here. On my other line, but I haven't been able to answer it because I've been on this one doing the show.
Well, cool. Do you need to back off here and get on them or what, you know?
No, I don't need. I'm not answering those other calls because I've got this show going, so I can't do two shows at once.
Oh, there you go. Said you're partying, huh?
Yeah, we're just having a grand old time. I got some friends over, and they're sitting here in the background waiting for me to... My friends, hold on. I'll put you on speaker.
All right. Hi, friends.
Hello.
Hey, Will Rome, we'll be here on BTR.
And, yeah, I got a room full of friends here,
That's pretty cool.
One of my friends want to know what part of Kentucky are you from there.
Louisville, Derby City.
Louisville, Derby City.
Yeah, it's Louisville, Kentucky, but they call it the Derby City. It's where the Kentucky Derby.
One of my friends knows the area quite well, so.
Only by map,
he says, but that's good. Anyhow. I know. What can you do? What can you do?
Did he just spin the bottle one night and just take his finger and just drop and it hit Louisville, Kentucky?
I think he might have hit, spun the bottle and it hit Louisville, Kentucky. He ain't saying a word. He just clammed up over here, so which is awesome. But then...
He's taking the fifth on that one, huh?
Yep, he's pleading the fifth on that one. As everyone else is
goodness.
Just... But, yeah, it's been an awesome time. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I tell you.
It's been a rough... Yep, go ahead.
What have you guys got that way? Have y'all got any snow and stuff going, or is it just kind of...
Yeah, we had some snow this morning. We had a few inches this morning, which got icy this morning, but then throughout the day, it warmed up and thawed out. So, but we always have to look out for the black ice. That's one thing we have to look out for.
Oh, yes. I work for the state of Kentucky down here, and I'm on the agronomy crew, but in the wintertime, we do not move because, you know, there's not much with leaves and trees in the winter. And so we had a episode of black ice here about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And city of Louisville has about 1 million plus, you know, people. And I think it's like 16th largest or 6th largest city. And just everywhere you turned around and looked, there was like 8, 10, 12 cars at the end of bridges. I mean, they were just piling up like dominoes falling over. And it was just a hell of a mess.
Right. I hear that. It's one of those times where we are just having fun here. And, yeah, I have a hard time myself with the winter weather. It's been one of those tough winters for me because I'm a person with a disability, and I use a wheelchair, and getting around in the winter is quite difficult for me.
Oh, yes, that is a challenge.
A challenge in itself, which is a very interesting challenge. So.
Yes, I can imagine. I decided one day to venture on my own and go out, and I had an uncle that was... on crutches most of his life. He had, I forget what kind of arthritis it was, where his legs wouldn't hold up his body, and they kind of like weren't stable in the knees and stuff, and he always wanted to walk before he passed away, and he had a wheelchair. And I asked
right.
him, I said, can I borrow this one day? And he said, yes. And I said, I won't tear it up or nothing. And I wanted to try to maneuver around in it, so I took off throughout the city. This small town I lived in, Shelbyville, outside of Louisville, and it had about, close to, maybe 8,000, 10,000 people, and not a city. And so I decided I was going to get in this wheelchair and just maneuver around as though I were a paraplegic or something and just try it, you know, and so I did, and the obstacles I ran against really pissed me off, and pardon my French, but it really did, it just... I mean, there's no reason.
It aggravated you, and I can understand. And you've gotten the experience being in a wheelchair. And,
yes, sir. And there's no need for the way the public has things set up. I think it was just some rich man that smoked a cigar decided I'm going to build a town and I'm going to exclude everybody so I don't have to play with them. You know?
Uh-huh. Which
that's
I can hear.
I sometimes.
Yes.
And Not good.
No, it's not. But you've got to take the challenges where they lay, and work with them. And that's what I look how I look at it.
Yes, that's good.
Because I'm not one to sit here and just let life pass me by, because that's not a good way to look at it.
No, it isn't, and. I think you've got the right idea, you know.
Yep. So, well, it's been awesome to hear from you, and we're glad that you called in. Is there anything else I know I've got a little bit more time here, and you can certainly stay on if you want and chat with us. And go ahead.
Sure. I mean, there's nothing else I've got to do. I don't think there's anything holding me back.
There's nothing holding me back for another 30-plus minutes here. I'm just trying to hold the show because I don't know what's I don't know what happened. I was been looking at the site most of the afternoon here. My friend didn't change anything on the site to indicate that we weren't going to be on. So I just went about my business and I did the show and all that good jazz. And where she is, I have no clue. And I'd hoping she'd call in about 8 o'clock, but never happened. So.
That's not good.
No, it's not. But, hey, at least we had the show off and started. And a lot of our listeners, as you were hearing, heard a lot of our music that we've had and that we have in our player, which has helped me because I've got a cold, and I've been trying to save my voice just in case she showed up, and that way we could have had her taking over the rest of the show, but it didn't look like that was going to happen, and I really don't want to waste the time by hanging up early on the show, so I'm just doing my best.
Right.
Well, that's all that can happen.
Stick some of those party goers on there and have a little conversation, I guess.
Oh, it would be interesting and would be very interesting. And I've been trying to figure out if I have anybody that has been that wanted to come on and talk about their life.
Yeah.
Well, and I just got a weird look from one of them. Like, okay, what have you been drinking?
You still got them on speaker?
No, I don't. I've got the headset on. So.
Well, I started to say, well, I'll agitate them and make them get up. Looks like you've got a Cute Lisa. Is that it? Cute Lisa 2078?
78, yeah. Oh, what did she say?
How about you there, Miss Lisa? Can't you speak to us there, hon?
Yeah, if she wants to, she could also try to call in. But it's been an awesome time. But
yeah, get on in here, girl.
I guess they want to hear you, Lisa. So if you can and you want to, you can call in at 347-989-1473, or you can go to the website blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, come into the chat room like that, or you can Skype us at WMN on Skype. But anyhow,
there you go.
And I know there's a I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. Yes. On Skype, how have you got your... I'm getting ready to start me a program on the 12th. Just a half an hour. Just conversational show.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have Skype hooked up to your program?
Well, that would be a good question for the other host that I run the show with. And she's who I've been waiting for the last hour and a half to come on because it's really her show, but we both run the show together, and we didn't have really much communication today about the show, so I really don't know, but if you... email her. I'm sure she'll be glad to answer any questions you've got concerning Skype and all that. So she would be a great person to ask If you go onto our website and you can email her that way, and she'll be glad to answer any questions. And you can also look me up, Mountain Man, on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go on to Facebook. That's another way you can become a friend of ours, is go on to Facebook and look for our names on there.
Okay.
And not only you, but I was letting also the listeners know, too. That's just one way we can do it. We're just plugging away here. So, but my voice is getting a little raspy here.
Well, still sounds good. You know, cute Lisa, she said, well, you're doing a good job, Mountain Man. And I threw one back at her. Get in here. Well, I left my N out. This board doesn't accept my typing too well. I don't know why. It knows, I guess, that I'm trying to communicate, and it says, no, you don't.
Well, I know she's going to try her best. And so one of these days we are going to get her on here. We just have to wait and see how she'll do this. And she's got a very cute voice. I'll have to say that, because I've known that party for quite some time. So anyhow, but if you don't mind, I was going to put another song on just so I could clear my voice and for a few minutes here. Is that all right with you? I'm going to mute you for a little bit.
Okay. So I'll be right here with you. I'll be listening.
All right. I'll have you.
Lisa.
All right. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
And
yeah, Last Ritz, Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9 yard. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. I like the way how you do it every time.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up boots plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get ill. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you.
Sorry about that, folks. Got distracted there for a second. And we'll stop that. And bring our guest that we've been talking to the last few minutes on.
Yay, here we are.
Yay, we're back. What's going on, man?
Not much there, man. Look like our cute Lisa left us. She's sitting back watching or observing or something.
Oh, yeah. She's observing and everything. So she's like you. You're going to be calling long distance. And she's worried about the long distance charges and all that, which I can understand. Because some of these places are long distance. But I don't know how it works with the internet.
Well, I'm calling you through Blog Talk Radio. I'm calling
right. You
through the chat board. And so it's no cost to me.
Right, and some people can do that.
Yes, it's a great way to do it.
Yeah, and you're using a headset, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
And that's a good thing to do. And I don't know how that works, but that's a good way to do it. Ah, there she is. Hold on one second. Pardon.
Go ahead.
Well, hello there, Ms. Host. Missing in action. Charlie. Hello? Charlie? I guess we're... Hello? Miss Charlie? Miss Ordinary Woman, are you with us? Hello? Miss Ordinary Woman? I think she's got us on mute, or she's had problems with the phone, but I know she's going to be calling back in a minute or two with this, so we'll just stand by a minute or so, and I wonder if she's trying to get into the chat room there. Let me click back over here and see. Hold on. Hello, Ordinary Woman. How you doing? Charlie? Hello? We're live. Are you with us? We can hear you rustling around the phone. Hello, Charlie, Ordinary Woman.
Hello.
Hello.
Having technical difficulties with the headset, so I'm going to have to recall in. I apologize to our listeners. I don't know what's going on today.
Well, I've been on the show for the last hour and a half.
No, an hour and a half?
I've been on since 7 o'clock.
Well, you shouldn't have been. It was set up for 8:30.
Well, it didn't show on the board today. It showed us for 7
know.
O'clock.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It was supposed to start at 8:30. But anyway, I'm glad everybody was able to join us, and I'm glad that you were able to do your thing. I apologize, because I really don't know what's going on.
Because I don't know what was going on either, because I checked the website before the show, and it said 7 to 9 tonight.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard. That was supposed to be set up for later in the day. But that's okay. You handled it. You did well. You did your thing there. So that's cool.
So we've been on for a good while. So I don't know how we want to do this. I've got at least another 20 minutes on my end.
Well, that's good. At least we can cover what I wanted to cover earlier, so that'll be good. So I hope everybody had a great weekend and everybody has been enjoying this crazy weather we've been having. I mean, we had really nice warm weather for a day, and then all of a sudden we just got pounded with snow. We had freezing ice and snow this morning, so it made for a dangerous commute. So saw a couple of accidents on the way into work. So, yeah, we're trying to figure out the kinks out of this system. Eventually we'll get it all figured out since we're moving things around, trying to get settled down for the new times and hours for the show. So what did you do this weekend, Mr. Mountain Man?
Well, I've been busy. We had a busy weekend, and I've been talking to one Pardon the Dude for a little while. He was helping me to pass the time while we were sitting here waiting for you. So
that's too funny.
Well, hey, I don't know what's going on with the internet and with the website. So, but hey, at least I was here. I've been doing. I played practically all our songs that we've had on our
cool.
player.
You got a chance to actually play all our songs and stuff. And it's funny too because I did get an email earlier. They did tell us that they were having some problems with the scheduling and stuff, but I didn't realize that it meant that the scheduling we had hadn't gone through. So it's good to know that at least they emailed us and you were able to handle it. And I have to make sure that our show for tomorrow is scheduled for 8:30. So I'll double check to make sure that that's not screwed up. And tomorrow we'll be here from 8:30 to 9:30. And then Thursday we'll be here from 7 to 9. So we want to make sure that that's actually squared away and we don't have a problem with that. And I just wanted to encourage our listeners for the last minutes or so that we have to remind them about a couple of things. If you're in the Massachusetts area, tomorrow we're going to be going to the polls to vote for a senator to represent us in the Senate. I'm not advocating any particular candidate or party, but I am advocating that you go out and vote. Remember, if your voice isn't heard, if you don't take the time to go out and get to the polls and vote, then in reality, you're part of the problem because the problem means the silent voices. You have to realize in the last election with President Obama, we actually had record numbers going out to vote, and record numbers were in the 40 percentile, and that's kind of sad.
Right,
kind of
I
sad
hear you.
That the percentages that we're getting out there. I mean, we should definitely be at a point in time where we should all go out and vote because it's a privilege. It's a privilege that our veterans and our ancestors fought very hard to have a vote, to have a right to dictate where the government goes and what it does for us. So we need to get out there and vote. If you're not happy with the politicians that are in power, then you have the power to not vote them back in, to try a new one. And if you don't like that one, guess what? This is America. You can actually run for office. And people might say, well, I don't have the money for that. You'd be surprised. Start small. I mean, think of maybe school committee or city council or any alderman position, any elected position in your city or town is a way of getting started. And I'm sure there's enough support out there if you're willing to work it and get your voice heard. I have to give an example. We're going to have a guest coming up next month, Mark Allen Wood. He is 22 years old. He comes from the city of Salem, Massachusetts, and he's a college student on top of a million other things that he does. He's a remarkable young man. He actually had to do a project for his school class in college, and it was about setting up a campaign. So what he did is he took his theory and he made it a reality, and he actually got enough signatures to be put on the ballot, and he actually ran for office. He ran for city office in Salem. He ran to be the mayor of Salem. He didn't win, but he got 13% of the votes, which is huge for someone that young and 22 years old out of the gate, didn't have tons of money, but it goes to show that with a little work and effort, we can accomplish a lot of things. So don't rule him out. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in the future. The other thing we have to remember, there's other parts of the world that don't have the right to vote yet. They've been struggling for it. I will give Iraq as an example. When they were first allowed to go out and vote a couple of years ago after we went over there as part of the war that the Bush administration declared and whatever it was, the reality is that 97% of their citizens went out and voted. And that's huge because their polling booths are spread far apart. Transportation is not easy. Some of them had been threatened that if they went and voted, they would be killed. Yet they did. They went and they voted. 97% of the people of Iraq voted in their first election. So it should be an example to us that we need to exercise our right to vote, our privilege that was given to us by many sacrifices, and not take that for granted. and just get involved. I mean, like I said, if you don't like who's in there in office now, do something. Go support somebody. Go make phone calls. You know, get involved.
And I was wondering, on that note, Charlie, we've got that other caller on, and I was wondering if we could bring him on with
us.
Go
right ahead. Sure.
All right. The one pardon the dude. You back with us?
Yes, one papa run the dude. That's me. Hi, young lady. Where you been?
Hi, how are you? Isn't it amazing? I was so surprised. It was like I got an email earlier that they were having problems with the scheduling. I didn't realize that it meant that our segment had been scheduled for the wrong time. Thank God Mountain Man was in the building covering it, or otherwise we would have had dead space for an hour and a half.
Oh, he's done a wonderful job. You ought to be proud of him. He was winging it on his own. And I was sitting here listening to him, and I said, no, I'm not going to leave this guy up. And so I jumped right in here with him, and he's been a wonderful host. He's been so nice.
Well, thank you so much for helping him out. That's the great thing about karma. It comes and goes, and it helps out, and that's how it should be. I'm so glad that you joined us, and we were able to help out. That's awesome.
And he's also had a question, Charlie, that I told him that he could look on the segment page or the web page and email you the question, because he had a question about the Skype and how it was set up and all that. So.
Definitely. Because a lot of times if you look on the website when the segment comes, it says, you know, Skype automatically. So if you have a Skype account that's free and you sign it up and then you just log on, so you're actually on the air, they can actually click on that and it'll go right through to you. As long as they know, you know, you put out what you're calling your username is for your Skype account. Like ours is Ordinary Woman, same thing. So if they click on it, then it automatically comes in through the Skype line, which is a good way. So you just got to make sure you actually have it up on your computer when you're doing the show. But that's another way that the listeners can reach you. And it's kind of funny because we had a caller last week, Mountain Man, that actually called us through Skype, and it was kind of cool. It just popped up. And it was just a bunch of ones. That's what the number said, but it wasn't actually a Skype line. It just went directly right through the switchboard.
Really? That was interesting. Yeah, I remember that. And
I'm sorry.
No, you go right ahead, B, because you were telling me that you were going to be doing a half-hour segment or something.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, I'm gonna eventually have my program. I'm going to try to set up just... It's like a little fun show for the 12th of next month.
Okay.
And when he said something about Skype, I have Skype. I'm on Skype, and I was wondering how to set it up and be able to use it through this program also. And I've never seen anything like when I set up my Blog Talk program today. I never saw anything in there that let me know anything about Skype. So I didn't know how to do it. Again, I'm sorry for being so dumb and blank here, but.
Oh, no, absolutely not. That's what we're here for. We're supposed to help each other out.
And just to let you know real quick there, I apologize there, but Charlie, I don't know if you can get into the switchboard and everything, but we got about 11 minutes to go. I didn't know if you wanted to do anything about that.
No, that's fine. I just want to, it'd be great to figure out the Skype. No, because usually when we put it up, it comes right up. If you have a guest that's going and they go to your segment page to listen to you, there's a little icon on the left. It says that they can Skype you.
Okay.
So usually if you're the host, you don't see it, but if someone's on your page as a guest, they will see it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Let's see. No, I've got, like, my content and my Blog Talk Radio. I don't see anything down through here for Skype. So I wish there was a way that I could identify it, because I've got several friends, you know, from Jeff Bridges' message board. Did I goof up somehow?
No, that was
what
me.
Did I do?
No, because it's funny. You know, you're right. Now that you're mentioning, wait, hold on. I'm looking because I actually just jumped on someone else's page just to double check it. And you're right. I don't see it anymore. That's weird because we used to get it before.
What don't you see?
I went to someone else's segment page to see if the Skype icon was there, but it's no longer there, which is kind of weird because it usually is. If someone's live
and
on
I've been checking, and if people do have Skype, I've been checking to see if the if that is there, and I haven't seen it either, so.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and check on my thing because I actually went into the help section of Blog Talk, and that's where I saw it. I'm going to actually find it, and I will email it to you. That way you'll have it once I figure out where it was, because you're right. It's not there anymore. That's weird. I wonder if they don't use it, but they have to use it because that girl reached us on Skype last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take the Skype account and you can, you know, be a paying customer on Skype and you can call anywhere, anytime. But, Skype is a wonderful program. It's as clear as a bell. It's just as clear as if you were and I and the three of us were sitting inside of a room talking to each other across, you know, it's just amazing how clear it is. And I have a friend that she's the one that turned me on to this from our Jeff Bridges message board, and her name is Mama Joyce.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she had a program on here on Saturday night, I think at 10 o'clock, Mama Joyce's Blog Talk Radio. And Miss Joyce Lest, she is very, very nice, a lovely woman. And she's got me hooked on Blog Talk. I mean, it's great.
Isn't it an amazing program? I mean, I love the concept because the one thing that I shared with our listeners a couple of months ago was the fact that, you know, people would think that we'd be competitive, but we're not. It's so cool because, like, I'll jump in on someone else's show and listen, and then they come and listen to us. It's just real. It's like a family kind of thing, but the variety that's available on Blog Talk and the different shows and the different – it's just awesome. I mean, I really love it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're 100% right. I go to various different sites and oh gosh, it's just I enjoy it so much. There is a bunch of people that Debbie Dealey, Locke Colvert, John Hansen, Astro Girl, Paranorma,
Nina
Russ. You know, those are all wonderful people, and they, oh gosh, and that Debbie Daly, she's from out of Texas. My God, she's a hoot. You know.
Oh, I know.
I have so much.
I know, and there was another one that I ran into on Saturday afternoon, which I just caught him by chance. It's DJ the Music Man. Oh my goodness, he had the uplifting spiritual music. It was awesome. I mean, it was like the music he had. I mean, some of them I hadn't. The one that cracked me up, I hadn't heard in ages, was Sidewalk Prophet. It's a group. They're amazing, and the music they were sharing. And then they had little spiritual segments in between, you know, like scripture here and there. And just the way they did it, it was a fun show. And I was like, my, you know, and that's not something that you can listen to on regular radio.
Right. And it just, I mean, one thing that's good about Blog Talk Radio is the environment is so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I don't know how to, you don't have to worry about being on cue all the time.
Right.
When I was young, like I was 15 or 16, and I used to work at a radio station, and that's, of course, cut my teeth. I had to have a third-class broadcast license, and to be 16 years old, it was hard to get one at that time. And now you don't have to have a broadcast license at all, and this gives people an opportunity to really see what radio is like.
You know, it's true. It's very true. And I know for me, it's a great opportunity because I know that, you know, back in the day, you, like you said, you had to have a license. A lot of people went to school for it, and then they would come out and realize that maybe they didn't like it or it wasn't for them. This is a great tool for, like, younger people, maybe in their late teens, early 20s, that might want to do it, for them to go out there and create a show for themselves and say, this is for me or it's not. Or, an opportunity for them to get their thoughts out there, their music. I mean, it is. It's a great opportunity.
And I've heard many different shows myself. And actually, I was going to say, Charlie, that I think I know who that email was last week that you were talking about, and she's actually listening to the show tonight.
Oh, that's awesome. Hi, how are you, sweetie? Oh, it was awesome. No, we had a, somebody email me, and I was so excited because she was asking if we were going to have a segment on relationships and spiritual thoughts, which is really cool because that's one of the things we talk about. We want to do an educational segment each month on various religions because there's so many misconceptions that we don't understand, and I thought it would be really cool if we got a historical perspective on different religions so we can clear up some of the misunderstandings and be able to have a common ground that we can work together and understand a little bit more. Just kind of a platform to clear up a lot of misconceptions that are out there about religions that we really don't understand.
So I just wanted you to at least, I know we had talked about it last week, Charlie, but, and then I had asked you to email me just so I kind of knew what was going on because I wanted to kind of see if that was the same person who I was thinking was, of who it was. And then that person actually, she, cute Lisa 2078, emailed or IM'd me and asked me the question that she had emailed you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm glad, Lisa, don't be shy. Definitely, you know, you can always call, too, once we figure out the Skype thing here.
It's well, funny. I said
I'm
I...
Glad he, no, I'm glad you asked about the Skype because it was something that we've been talking about because we had used it before. And now I'm really curious because, like you said, I just went into someone's segment page. It's not there. I'm like, I wonder if they changed the format on it.
Yeah, and I don't know. And I had actually was talking to her on the Yahoo Messenger. And I was saying that we'll have to talk to you to see about getting her on. So
absolutely. But definitely what we'll have to do, and out to our listeners, we're so appreciative that you guys are with us all the time and hanging in there with us because you can tell this is on-the-job training. We'll definitely figure out the Skype and send out the information for you guys. And I'm going to give Michelle a call because Michelle's actually the one that called us in on Skype so I can ask her how it worked for her and get the inklings. And I will definitely check the segment pages that I had that helped me get into it last time. And then maybe we'll even post it so if anybody needs the information, it'll be there.
But yeah, because it would just be an awesome thing, and I just wanted to at least try to get that answer out, and I wanted to try to get see if it was okay with you, because I remember you asking me if I knew of anybody to come on the show.
Absolutely, and to our listeners, I want to encourage you guys to email us, ordinarywomanwmn13@yahoo.com. Or you can reach us through Facebook. Just look up Ordinary Woman or Charlie Alejandro. Either one, we will pop up. You also have Mountain Man. He'll pop up as well on Blog Talk Radio. Hit us up, email us, let us know your story, and we will definitely love to have you on the show. Remember, stars need not apply. That doesn't mean I discriminate against the super rich and famous. If Brad Pitt wants to be on my show, he is more than welcome to, but he'll have to wait in line because I'm interested in the ordinary people that supposedly are out there that are not ordinary, and there's no one ordinary.
And we've got about two minutes left, so.
Oh, yes. So to our listeners, we apologize for the misconstrued mess up here with the time, and tomorrow, 8:30, I will double-check to make sure that we are on at 8:30. We'll be on 8:30 to 9:30. Mount Man, thank you so much for filling in the gap, and to our wonderful friend for filling in and helping Mountain Man out, and I'm just so happy that you happened to be in the area and decided to jump in and help my friend out here, because otherwise he would have been sweating bullets for an hour and a half.
Oh, I've already been sweating bullets here. I've got about 90 seconds here, but I just wanted to at least try to get everything in as quick as we can, and I won't go on until 9:30, even if it says 7 to 9. I won't jump on until about 8:30-ish.
Yeah, that'll be fine, because that's what time it'll be in. So thank you so much to everybody for joining us. Mockman, give us the tagline.
And don't let anyone ever steal your dreams away.
That's right. And the theme for the year, don't forget, nothing is impossible to a willing heart. Thank you so much, and good night, everybody. And tune in tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great one.
Oh, yeah. ABS. ESG. in your eyes and realize 80 every head, smile goes so high. Walking through the door, make y'all scream for more. Sound so sick, it hits you through your core.
That's right.
Charlie, yeah.